What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a feel-good Friday. It is July the 2nd, 2021. It is Sturch and Gooch, and, well, we're not alone. Not even close to being alone. We got Scoop Espo, who is now one of our premier blog writers on the Chop Sports website. We have AJ, who's basically, I mean, you're going to be the intern. Like, I'm sitting here like, we're going to interview him. Like, there's really no
on Monday, he'll be sitting in that.
He'll be in
Production Pete's old chair.
Should we just dedicate the chair to Production Pete? Like, well, call it
the production. Yeah, it's the production.
Just call it the Production Pete chair.
Unless AJ could come over here and take over and give we got to come up with a moniker for him.
Yeah.
Right?
So I'll leave that to your brother, maybe.
We gave Production Pete his moniker. No, I gave Production Pete his name.
I gave him Production Eat because that's all he did was eat.
All he did was eat. And he kept calling him
the guy was 6 foot two. 110 pounds soaking wet.
A little taller than 6'2", by the way.
He's definitely taller than me, so I'm 6'1", so yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're also joined by another Gucci, or at least somebody in your family.
Nila. She's a Juliet Nila.
Juliet.
She's four.
How are we doing today?
She's being really good.
She's being very good.
She was scared to meet Dave because she's absolutely terrified of our cartoon picture that we have, so every time she sees the podcast,
I wonder if it's the beard.
It might be, and she doesn't even like mine. Like mine, but she does listen to the podcast.
Because you're a listener. You listen to the podcast.
She sits next to my father, and my father got a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And she turned her tablet off and looked up at him. And she said, "Put Uncle Chris's podcast back on." She knows exactly what's going
amazing.
On.
Amazing.
She's a listener.
That's amazing.
I'm proud to have her here, and she's being good girl.
Very good. We're gonna buy you some gummy Juliet, bears. Do you like pizza? Yeah, all right, we're definitely getting pizza.
Some gummy bears.
Pizza for lunch today, boy. Yeah. It is a later recording because Diva Dave had to go get his haircut. That's all the way in Chester because my other barber is always booked up forever. I'm paying way too much for haircuts nowadays, and I think I'm going to have to find another barber. I love her. She's really great.
You find your nearest Dominican in the town that you're in,
right?
And that's all you need to do. I sit down. I found the barber shop that I went to last time. I've been there two times.
My brother goes in Mattawan, and he's like, "Go to my guy." I was like, "Okay."
I am not the one. Like, I will cheat on my barber. See, I have no remorse.
I'm so loyal with that stuff. It's just
I can't do it, man. I sit down in a chair, and I'm like, "I'm here to." These guys don't take appointments, really. I mean, they kind of do it. After
see, that's
COVID.
Rough for me because I mean, like, when we work the way we work, degree,
but I'll make an appointment online with this guy, and then I'll go in there, and someone else will be like, "Yeah, sit here," and I'm just like, "All right, you know, I didn't make an appointment with you, but."
So instead of Manny, it's Miguel. Yeah, or it's everybody just kind of
one way
out.
Or another. Sometimes I come out of there a little too lined up. And
right.
I'm like, oh, wow. I am not Dominican, even though you are. So
try again. I used to go to, and this is not, well, you know what? Screw them. Main Street Barbershop in Woodbridge. I used to go there forever, right? And I would tell my barber at the time, and I won't mention his name. I'm like, listen, mid fade, we'll call it a day. They've cut so many cops' haircuts that everybody gets a high top fade.
Yeah.
Everybody. No matter who you are, it was just like, and you feel the buzzer on the top of your head, and you're like, oh, no, 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 no. And you're not looking at the mirror, so you really don't know what's happening,
you know,
until they spin you around, you feel like shit.
How many times in my life people have said, are you a cop? And I'd be like, why? I'd be like, your haircut. I'm like, no, I'm just white.
I'm just a white. But listen, a lot of things went down yesterday. Obviously, a successful day for Chop Sports. The website launched. The merchandise sold. Everything. We had a really good day as a company. So shout out to everybody who supported the brand and bought some t-shirts. And of course, I'd be remiss to not say the top selling shirt yesterday was
the 706 shirt.
Jimmy Palumbo 706. It is the most basic shirt you'll buy on our entire store.
That Johnny Trino is so hot right now.
He is.
That's
on
my Mugatti.
Fire. Yeah. I mean, dude, whatever. And he's never going to let us hear it down, too. He'll ask us every day, how many shirts did we sell? How many shirts did we sell? And it's really all depends on you, Jimmy. So make sure you keep promoting your own stuff and you make some coin. So you will not be a non-revenue generating podcast here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
I can't wait to cut him that check and just shut him the fuck up once and for all.
Oh, fudge up.
When I
fudge
say
up.
Fuck. I mean fudge, because I got my niece
fudge.
Here. It's going to be rough.
Yeah, it is going to be rough. We're going to try to clean it up a little bit today due to the audience. But listen, I am like, I wonder if she likes, do you like Baby Shark? Yeah, of course you do. My daughter will not get off Baby Shark. She won't get off of Cocomelon. Is that what it is? It's called Cocomelon, right? Yeah, see, she knows. She's educated.
She's
with this
all
stuff.
Over it, bro.
She's a G.
And
she's
she has G. three older siblings, so she's like really like 10 in her head.
And first and foremost, before we get into anything, I'd be remiss not to give a special, special, special shout out to the birthday girl. Tomorrow, my daughter Stella turns 2, so happy birthday, Stella. Daddy loves you. I know you don't listen, but one day you will, you know, and one day you'll put this on and be like, I wonder if that jerk dad of mine ever wished me a happy birthday. Well, here it is.
And he did.
Happy birthday. So, no softball last night. We did not play a game. We were rained out. You did your rain dance. It worked out well. We didn't have to play, but now next week, breaking news, one of our MVP players is out because of vacation. We told her to cancel this said vacation for a playoff softball game, but she won't.
Yeah, Carl worked his entire vacation around softball.
Right, he really did. This is definitely upsetting.
You know what this means to me? That she didn't have faith that we were going to advance in the playoffs.
Would this be over minus the rainout? No, right? Playoffs started when they started, right? Or was there another rainout?
No, we didn't have any other rainout. Well, we might have.
I think we
might
did. So one. Maybe she did plan this around playoffs and
well,
saying that we're going to win
the
ship.
Either way, this would be championship week. And how do you expect there to be no rainout? She just had no faith in the squad.
Wow. This is disappointing. But Liz, to the rescue, brings on one of her friends from her Ultimate Tuesday team, apparently. And I've just publicly announced that we're bringing in a ringer. So I'm sure these guys will check the rosters when we're there.
They're 10-1. If they have anything
to say
about
it, if they have a problem, they can come see me.
Fudging ringer.
So, as I'm driving in here, very, very exciting news. The Dallas Cowboys will be featured on Hard Knocks this year. Very excited about that. That's going to boost my newest podcast up by a million.
I wonder if any team that's ever been on Hard Knocks has ever made the postseason that.
The Rams last year.
Oh, well.
There you go. What? You don't think I did my research, bro? Are you kidding me?
Is that it, though?
I don't know. Maybe, possibly. But you know the criteria, though, to make Hard Knocks is that you cannot have made the playoffs last year. You either have a new head coach
or a bum head coach.
Or a bum head coach like Mike McCarthy. He's such a jerk off. What? Hey, AJ, your team. No, oh, well, we do have a Jets podcast, by the way. It's called The Goddamn Jets here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. We'll hook you up with those guys. Maybe you can jump on with them. The Jets. I mean, there's another one. But we do have a resident, ready for this, Jaguars fan over here, Scoop Espo, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Scoop, but
that's the Lord's team. You better be careful.
This is true. This is true. They literally have Jesus Christ at their tight end and the quarterback. So it's like, it's crazy. But I didn't know that the Jaguars were pushing heavy to get to Hard Knocks this year, and they lost out to America's team. No, there's no comparison.
Wait until you see how whack Mike McCarthy is.
Can you stop? I like McCarthy so far, except for the fact that he didn't challenge last year's Giants game, that one catch, no catch, and I'm like, well, was he having Dez flashbacks?
He's terrible at challenging games and he's the worst clock management guy in the league by far.
By far.
I know this because I've had him for 12 plus years. I believe it was like 14 seasons with Green Bay, embarrassingly.
Wow. Well, listen, maybe he just didn't have a squad around him other than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
They had a 17-point lead with 4 minutes to go in the NFC Championship and blew it.
I love how Scoop just makes himself at home, and not only that, he's working here. So that's cool, too. But whatchamacallit. So, yeah, Cowboys on Hard Knocks. I'm pumped about it. We heard it from Adam Schefter, who usually has everything totally accurate. I wanted to ask you this before we get into all the
make sure that you
shenanigans.
Let people know that that's BS. He doesn't have anything accurate.
Well,
he's a hack.
Well, this is what I'm about to ask you, because there is a T-shirt on there that a couple people have hit me up about. Like, what is this all about? We have to give a backstory, some context as to what Chop Sports is trying to do. We are the anti-establishment sports media company, meaning go scratch ESPN, go scratch NFL Network, go scratch all the, well, not so much NFL Network. I like Rappaport's.
Ian Rappaport's
probably the last.
He's
the
guy
Mohegans.
That pours all the cold water on all this bullshit hot button topics.
So basically our jobs here is to squash the people. Look, the reach isn't the same, clearly. But I'm saying, like, their news and their reporting has been hackadoodle-doo for a long time now.
Just to touch on that, they reported that the Packers and Devontae Adams were working on the richest contract in NFL history for a wide receiver.
Then
Devontae Adams comes out and says, well, hold up. That's not true. I haven't been offered anything close to what DeAndre Hopkins got, and it's below that. And I don't know if that's agent speak or what, but they need to get that done, and they got to stop fucking with my offseason.
But what about the heavy rumors that Adams would be open to playing with his college quarterback, Derek Carr, in Vegas?
And why wouldn't he be at this point if Rodgers doesn't come back? I mean, what are you going to do? You ain't going to stick around.
Wow, that's the first time
I think you've said that, like, with, like, any kind of merit, like, well, saying, like, what if Rodgers doesn't come back?
The only way that he's not coming back is if he just retires. He's today, not getting traded.
Today is the deadline for people to opt out of this season. And let's be clear.
There's no such thing as a deadline for anything when you're a star player.
Well, no. I'm not talking about him. Like that. But notice how Pro Football Talk said it's the opt-out deadline at 4 o'clock for COVID. COVID. But guess who's the profile picture of that article?
Devin Funches?
No, Aaron Rodgers. Oh. Our boy Uncle Funch? No, I firmly believe that that is the most clickbaity thing I've ever heard in my life. Not only that, like, first of all, if you opt out this year because of COVID, and this might just kick AJ out of here, he might be like, I am so offended. I don't know. He's younger. But COVID, it's over, guys. It's over.
Tell that to Chris Paul.
Well, that was another... It's almost as if like that was an NBA storyline. Like, let's see if they could still do it, you know? Like I told you, that could have been revenge for Suns and Four guy. That could have been their penalty and say, like, you just made a mockery of all this, so I'm going to give this guy COVID.
You're saying that they penalized the Phoenix Suns.
By giving them COVID.
Because a fan that sat in the 300s beat the shit out of some pussy.
He said, sorry, Juliet. We'll see with a P. Go ahead. Whatever the case. I'm just saying that... It's if you opt out this year, you're literally, and this is actually a decent point made by Keith Ernst on you know my other podcast, and he also hosts the I'm Your Football Team podcast here on the network. He says bubble players are more than likely the ones to opt out because if you opt out, you get paid and you're not cut, so you're gonna get money. But if you're a bubble guy and you're like wide receiver 7 going into training camp, chances are you're not going to make the squad.
Same type of player that will take steroids in baseball or cheat in baseball because if you're a bubble guy and it's like, well, if I don't do this, I'm out of the league and there's right. no money involved, so I'll take my chances and roll the dice.
Yeah, maybe that's a thing.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. What was that? Okay, cool. No, she's dropping her dimes in there and making sure that we know to stay on course. That deadline. What about and another hack as we continue this? And this is why it's passionate from us because you're dealing with it with Aaron Rodgers. I dealt with it all of that whole Zeke scandal and all the stuff, and then the Dak Prescott stuff. And is he going to sign? Is he not going to sign? There's another one, Uncle Fisher. He's the longest tenured Cowboys beat writer out in Dallas, okay? Mike Fisher. He's been doing it forever, right? He's been in the locker room when Emmitt Smith was hoisting the trophy, so he's been there. He's on Twitter very actively. I'm not sure if he knows how to use Twitter.
He's disconnected then. That's exactly it.
And he retweets his own story 7 to 8 times a day. And it's always a sugar-stirring story. See, I got myself there. It's a story that makes no sense, has no merit, because did you know that the Cowboys are potentially going to trade for Xavier Howard out of Miami? Do you know that?
No.
No, because it's not going to happen. Did you also know that Amari Cooper has locker room beef with a former Bronco? That's what I'm...
So it's an NFL locker room. Every single locker room has locker room beef.
Of course there's no story there.
Is he lazy? Potentially.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, he always calls himself... He wears a t-shirt that says exclusive, meaning
if he's lazy and there's a guy on the team that's not lazy and takes exception to that, that's not really beef. That's kind of leadership, if you ask me.
Yeah, fine. But it's the clickbaited beef stories. And you know, when I first started writing for the Cowboys Wire, I called him out on his clickbait, and he responded. And he's got like 400,000 followers. So like the fact that he saw one of my things and he was like, what was that, son? And I was just like, you know, it was my first.
Speaking of Twitter, did you see my activity?
Yes!
I'm ramping up.
The activity is up.
I have 30 followers.
Hey now!
I follow 40 people, so that's embarrassing.
Well, no, it's called ratio. You're good.
No, I need to get my ratio better. I can't. I always say this
people,
to you.
Like, people unfollow
stop
me?
Stop following people, Dave.
Well, no. People unfollow me because my ratio is heavy on the more followers than following side. They think I'm like a pompous ass and I won't pompous butt and I won't follow them back. You know, like, oh, you didn't follow me back. I'm just going to follow you. I don't care. You're following me for my content. I'm not following you to become friends with you. So Twitterverse out there, you're weird. You're all just weird. Are you on Twitter, AJ?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
All right. How many followers you got?
I think it got like 520.
You're fired. No, that's good. It's good to the base. Scoop, you on Twitter? I don't do the tweet. Well, listen, Twitter is the way of the world. Just so you know, that's really, it's really, really, she okay?
Yeah, she's fine.
Okay. It's really the way
she
of
loves gummy bears
news.
At this point.
Oh, I want gummy bears at this point. Are you kidding me? Let's get some gummy bears. For real. Let's get some gummy bears. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, bro. Jeez, it's a family show today.
There's only one kind of gummy bears and it's the Haribo Gold, baby. You could even maybe throw in the sour Haribo Golds.
Now you're ruining it. No, I don't like that at all.
I wouldn't go that far.
Not a big idea. Just regular gummy bears.
You dip them in vodka or something? And then...
You know what? Actually, when I was working in the wrestling world, there was a guy, James Storm. He's a pro wrestler, right? You know, anybody who's a wrestling fan around here? No, that's not Lance Storm. No relation. Anyway, but James Storm said his pre-workout is not like your Jack 3D or your C4 or something like that. It is White Monster and gummy bears. And he said it was foolproof. Like, you get the sugar here, you get the blah, 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 whatever the hell's in here, combine, go lift. I tried it a couple times. It was actually impressive. So
I got to start working out again to even venture into the pre-workout world. Also, I don't think my heart is built for that anymore.
I don't think my heart's built for that.
I have a cup of coffee and I shit four times and I'm fucking shaking for 9 hours.
It all depends on what you get. But as also we record this, the Euros have resumed.
I poop four times.
Oh, I know. That's good. Spain is up 1-0 as we're recording this. I did take Spain in the... Hey, Scoop, did you get in the pool, the bracket thing? Yeah, you took Italy all the way? How's your standings like going in? Not great. Okay, good. Well, I am. I'm actually really good. Italy plays at 3:00 today, so I'm actually kind of excited about that. So,
kick it.
See, he does listen. Kick it. But anyway, we got to get into some sports that actually happened and is about to happen. I do want to touch on the Subway Series that's about to go down. The Mets lose a heartbreaker last night. You told me that because I didn't watch. The Yankees got rained out. I have no idea. How'd they lose?
They just lost on a walk-off. I think there was a line drive, went off the pitcher. Freddie Freeman hit it, and I don't know. I didn't watch because I don't watch that.
You know what the best part is? I mean, look, I don't like when the Mets lose because, again, we know enough Mets people. We have a Mets podcast on the network. We do root for their success.
At this point, I'm openly rooting against the Mets because I don't want them to have a better record than the Yankees. If the Yankees are doing well, then I root for the Mets. But the Yankees are struggling right now, so I just can't have it. Going into this weekend, it's really important we get these wins.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I did see Rube go nuts about a Dom Smith home run. Like, he's the best player in the world type tweet.
Which one? I think he hit two.
It doesn't matter. They lost. They also caught that L.
And the Yankees didn't lose only because they were rained out. Otherwise, they definitely would have dropped that one, too.
It'd be texting 3-2-1. There it is. Well, John, I got to say, I'm not a big fan of Dave and Sturch and Gooch anymore, but that is what it is. Am I being too loud? I'm being too loud. Juliet thinks I'm being too loud. I'm probably definitely being too loud. But now, here's another thing that was brought up by one of our loyal followers on all of our social medias, and that's Jim Slobin. You know, he puts on a status today saying that the Yankees and the Mets.
I gotta take a shit.
Well, yeah, basically.
Something. Oh my God, I keep cursing.
Yeah, right in front of her too, man. She's like close to you now, but no, but for real, he puts out a status that says the Yankees and the Mets should have arranged their week ahead to get Cole versus DeGrom. To me, that's not baseball. You can't It's not pro wrestling, bro. You can't have a pay-per-view.
That's what's wrong with baseball, that they didn't. No, it's not what's wrong with
right.
Anything.
He's
could
like, ratings are down.
Could you imagine if they were like, we're going to skip Cole because we want him to go against DeGrom, who's also just not pitching this weekend.
Right. He pitched yesterday and lost. Well, I don't know. Did he get the L? I don't think so.
He gave up three runs in the first inning, but they didn't. I think they came back for
him. So he's human after all. Yeah. See, he's not a machine. He's a man. So, but I'm telling you right now. You want me to take a break? We can take a break.
No, we're good.
All right, cool. We'll stay right here. We won't get a word from our sponsors. We will, actually, probably, at this point.
Hey, guys, this is Sturch from Chop Sports, and I want to talk to you about a new hobby of mine, and that's real estate. Ever since we brought on our resident realtor here at Chop Sports, that's all I can think about. So we got another one. You know who's really good at this stuff? Jay Devlin of CRG Homes. Jay is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and business is booming. Whether you're looking to relocate, buy, rent, or literally purchase property and watch your stacks get higher, Jay is the guy to do this for you. He's already in the process of helping me out right now on a possible summer home. Call Jay right now, 843-315-5913, and have yourself a chat and learn about all the perks and tell him Chop Sports sent you.
And now we're back. So there you go. That's how you do it. So tonight, Jordan Montgomery takes on Walker. Couldn't even tell you who the hell Walker is, to be honest with you. And then tomorrow is the premier matchup, Cole against Stroman. That's probably the best you're going to get. And then our Lord and Savior, Michael King, will be there on Sunday night to take on, Megan? I don't know. I could have wrote that wrong. But Subway Series, does it still carry, to us, I guess, in Chop Sports, it still carries this luster, right? Because, I mean, I know it doesn't matter, but both teams are reeling. Both teams need these wins.
Limping into the weekend. Both teams need wins. The Mets are in obviously a better position because they play in a piss poor division.
Right. I mean, we have the same record and we're 7 games out and they're 4 games up. That's enough to explain to the masses of how these divisions are going. AJ, you got a baseball team? Mets. No, another Mets fan. I didn't do my recon, okay? Like, the Jets and the Mets. Are you a basketball guy?
Knicks.
There we go. See, Scoop's a Knicks guy. I'm a Knicks guy. He'll root for the Knicks when it's applicable.
No, I won't.
No? All right. Well, I tried. Yeah, I was going to say, if he logs into FanDuel.com for all his betting odds and all that stuff.
I needed 2 points in
I'm
the
missing a
half.
Sport. Are you a hockey guy?
I'm an Islanders guy, but I'm not going to go ahead and say I'm a real fan. I'm a fake fan.
He's a fake fan. Calls himself a fake fan. Calling himself on his bullshit.
That's called a real fan.
That is called a real fan.
You're a fake fan. I've talked about this in the past. There's no reason to fake fanhood. I have no NBA team, but I love the NBA. That's it.
I find that very weird. I mean, it's not weird, but it's like,
I used to like the Hornets.
Right, and then they dismantled.
And then Alonzo Mourning went to the Heat, so I was like, you know what? Well, I don't really like the Hornets. I like the Heat now because of Alonzo Mourning. And then Alonzo Mourning got sick, and then I was like, well, I guess I like the Sonics now. And then I was like, I like
the Sean
Thunder.
Kemp guy?
I was a Sean Kemp
Love
guy.
Love Sean Kemp.
Guy. I just followed teams around.
Detlef Schrempf.
You know? And then I have a soft spot for every team. I could be like, look at a picture of me in 96 with a Heat jersey on. I'd be like, I told you I was a Heat fan, but then you could also find a picture of me in 94 with a Hornets jersey on. So I got it all covered.
All right. All covered. You're all
bases. You know who I just don't like?
Huh.
The Knicks.
Wow.
Because I was such a Heat fan at
my
that
man,
point.
Patrick Ewing.
At that point, the best rivalry in history was Tim Hardaway, Alonzo Mourning, P.J. Brown against the Charlie Ward Knicks.
When Van Gundy got dragged?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
what a fight that was.
When P.J. Brown flipped somebody, Charlie Ward, into the stands, and they just went. It was mayhem.
Right.
Alonzo Mourning and former teammate Larry Johnson, who are pictured on the wall right there, got into it a couple times. That was the greatest series in history of the NBA.
Great rivalry. And then what? Lo and behold, the Knicks take Tim Hardaway Jr.
It even had a Pat Riley, Jeff Van Gundy rivalry because Van Gundy came up in the Riley system.
We'll get into the NBA last night, but first I want to also point out, since we're on the baseball, they're allowing Trevor Bauer to pitch on Sunday. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Okay, so now how do you think that paints the league? With all now allegations on him, we don't know all the details, but like, how does the league look by saying like, all right, go ahead, like, just go do your thing.
The league hasn't looked good in so long with any decision that they make at this point. They're really struggling with everything.
Yeah.
I don't really care if he pitches. It's not my, I don't have a dog in that race, let's say, because if he didn't do anything, then it's not fair that he doesn't pitch. But if he did, it's going to look really bad. Right. So I guess we'll have to take a wait and see approach on that.
Did you follow the Washington football team stuff?
Yes.
What that transpired to. Yes. A $10 million fine to Dan Snyder. But now I feel like they talked about it, and then they moved on real quick.
Yeah.
They swept that real quick. And now I think his wife is like part owner or something like that. So they're like, they're going to change the culture in Washington. Well, guess what? Get yourself a freaking team name first before you start talking about culture change.
Honestly, I wouldn't even mind if they just kept the football team. I kind of like it.
Do you?
It's like a little throwback.
I like their uniforms. They're clean. You know, there's no name to it. It just says football team. I don't know. I hate them. Obviously, being the Cowboys fan that I am, I absolutely despise that team. And I hate Daniel Snyder. I think that he's probably the worst owner in sports. And that's coming from a guy who has Jerry Jones as his owner. But
and
at least he's
Dolan
smart.
Is the worst owner in sports.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think this guy takes it with being like hated amongst.
I mean, it's
his
arguable.
Peers.
Yeah,
they
he's
try
not,
like
not
all
like he's
of
a
his
good dude.
Right, all of his like what is it, co-buyers, where you have called them, like the investor. They all just like fled town because they want nothing to do with this guy. I mean, he's a piece of shit. Sorry, piece of stuff. You know, like he really is. He's not a good person. And after all these allegations and stuff, they said they're going to change the culture in Washington. You get the $10 million fine, and then it was almost as if it didn't happen. Like, that's how quick the NFL moved on from it, and then they started talking about something else. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, I don't know. I think it's a bad look for the NFL to just kind of, like, wipe this under the rug.
Finding someone $10 million that's worth $1 billion isn't really shit.
Exactly. It's literally pennies to the dollar, but whatever. Last night. I almost said the Tampa Bay Bucks. That would have made me look stupid. But I said it anyway, so it does make me look stupid. The Milwaukee Bucks are now up 3-2 against the Atlanta Hawks, who are Trae Youngless, but the Bucks were Giannisless. They did their thing. How about the story that Brooke Lopez is on his way, or at least one win away?
Shaq Lopez, baby.
Bro, 33 points, 7 boards, 4 blocks. Just a phenomenal performance out of this guy. And like I said, the Bucks have depth. You know, when Giannis is out, those guys, Middleton, like all those guys, they're really stepping up.
Who would have thought that you would have Milwaukee, Atlanta, Clippers, and Phoenix as the four teams that would have made it to the finals?
Not just nobody
to me. Especially
nobody
with all
predict.
The injuries that incurred with all those teams. You had Chris Paul with the COVID thing. All these guys stepped up. It happened with the Clippers. And then I said it to you yesterday. I said some of these teams are just really deep. And when you see a guy go down that they all rely on, it makes them play good team basketball. Well coached. Got to tip your hat to the coaching staff.
So you would have to assume that Trae Young muscles up no matter what and plays game six.
I'm surprised you didn't go this week.
I was very surprised
who
too.
Who the fuck am I? Or who the fudge am I to say that? You know, he has a bone bruise on his foot. I have a bone bruise on my knee, and I'm out for like 2 months. I can't even budge. So
right. Yeah, listen,
this is the NBA. This is
the time to nut up. You know, like it's game six. Your season's on the line. You've been the story the entire playoffs. Think about it.
Well, now their backs are against the wall. They're about to be eliminated. He's playing.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Do they win?
No.
Wow. You think it's over in six?
It's over.
Bucks in six. Which, by the way, real creative Bucks fans out there who are chanting Bucks and six. Like, okay. Like, I get it. Suns and four. Everybody wins. Like, everybody's got these little things. Real creative stuff. But, all right, if you listen, I personally
I was making a video yesterday, and Dave kept screaming from the room, Suns and four. Suns and four. I was like, real creative, Dave.
Well, no, I was trying to get you to.
And I ended up deleting that anyway.
Did you delete it?
Yeah, it just didn't play well. I don't know. It didn't work out. I wasn't liking my work.
All right.
But I left it up on TikTok.
You're a perfectionist. And I told who did I tell that to? Oh, Jimmy. Well, I was like, Jimmy, man, great job on the 706 shirts. They're really selling. I was like, we definitely got to get you a variety to get more, you know, out there. He's like, just slap the getting involved on a shirt. I was like, Chris is a perfectionist. He wants to make sure it looks good. So when these people do get their shirts and they're walking around with the shirts, it looks good. And they don't look like crap and they actually sell better. He's like, okay, bro.
He'll say that and then the shirts will go out and he'll be like, bro, what did you do this for? So, Jimmy, you need to sit down next to me. Not that he even listens, but Jimmy, you got to sit down next to me when I have the
fact that he doesn't listen makes me sick, actually, because of all the attention we give his podcast. Like, he wants to be the best number one highly downloaded podcast. Guess what, Jimmy? You're not.
He's on an uptick, though, and I explained it to him yesterday. He's getting more downloads. The percentages are up.
Oh, no. Is this a credit to Wooden Spoon?
And it's a credit to me and you. And
thank you.
And he's like, well, the downloads per day are the same. I'm like, stop looking at that. Look at the percentages opposed to last month.
Right.
Look at the last 7 days, last 28 days. They're all up.
Yeah, that's
50%,
good.
50%, I might add.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay,
we got a
so
nice little uptick.
People give a shit.
You know what I think it is? The witty titles. A catchy title that Captivate begs you for.
I started doing that with ours, and I saw a little bit of an uptick on our downloads as well. So, listen, $15,000 downloads don't make up themselves. You know what I mean? So we're putting in that work. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, it is a Friday. Squeaky Bum Time podcast is now available for their second episode of the week. They preview all the final eight, elite eight, whatever they're calling it in the Euros. Do you have anybody know what? The quarterfinals. Okay, well, that was easy. Like, I'm sitting like, they're going to the Elite Eight. But anyway, so the quarterfinals are previewed there. If you want to hear all about the Jets, the goddamn Jets are back with episode 4 with Kim Cantoni, Max Antonucci, John Saponaro, a bunch of Italians over there. That's great. And then, like I said, next week, back to the same lineup. We'll be here, back here on Monday after a nice little relaxing, refreshing 4th of July weekend. Maybe not so much for me tomorrow because I got to be running around. You'll see. You'll see me in dad mode tomorrow at Stella's birthday party. But yeah, with that being said, you know, it's been an episode. It's been a day. It's been a week. ChopSportsMedia.com for all of our podcast lineup, our merchandise, our blogs, everything there is to do and know about Chop Sports is found there now. It's a beautiful thing to just type one thing as opposed to like follow us here, follow us there, follow us there. All of our links are there, all of our social media channels, the works. Go check it out. Tell us what you think. I've gotten nothing but positive feedback. I don't know about you, but everybody said it's very easy, well managed, well put together, blah blah blah. Mobile was like 75% of our clicks yesterday, so people are watching or looking at through their phone. Which I expected, actually. Yeah, I can't imagine people like sitting at the computer. Everything's there. So for that. For Sturch and Gooch and Scoop in the building and AJ in the building and Juliet in the building, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we will see you guys back here on Monday. And, of course, happy birthday, America. All right, enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
Juliet, you want to say hi?
Hi.